Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter im Masech des Ahalis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Tefach al tefach, al rum tefach, a tefach by a tefach, which is high a tefach. In other words, I have a tefach in the length, tefach in the width, and it's square, and it's high up a tefach, there's a tefach of space underneath. It does two things. Maybe it's a tumma, v'chaytseitz b'fnei a tumma. If underneath my tefach al tefach, which is high a tefach, let's say there's a kazayis, menames, and kalim, those kalim will become tummy. And if there are, let's say, kalim on top of the board, then because this has a din of an oil, it'll serve as a cutoff, as a chatzitza, bifnei atoma. In other words, the toma will not go through the board to be matama things on top of it. Now, the Batanura stresses, the Mishnah is very precise about the way this is set up. It has to be a tefach by a tefach, high a tefach. Let's say I have a board here that's less than a tefach wide, but it's long two tefachim. Let's say it's long two tefachim and it's wide a half a tefach. And it's a tefach high. Okay, so it's more or less, you know, it's just in a different order. No. It's not an oil. It doesn't have a shem oil. Why? But I have the extra tefach in the length. I can just take that extra tefach and imagine it's to the width. You can't imagine anything. This is an oil. You have at least a tefach by a tefach, and it's at least a tefach high. That's when we say it's an oil. Well, that means kalem underneath will become tame if you have a kazayis mess over there, and kalem on top will be tar. The oil is metame what's underneath, and cuts off the tumah to anything that's on top. Ketza. So ketza means illustrate a case. And the Mishnah particularly wants to know how the chatzitza works. How does it cut off the tumah? And for the Mishnah, let's say you have as follows. Biv, shukamer tachas habayis. What's a biv? Zakt about tanura, it's like a ditch, a chafira, it's in the ground, but it's covered. It's a covered ditch underneath the house. Basically, it's a sewer pipe. The sewage in the house runs into this biv, and from there it goes out to the Rosh Hashanah. So what's doing under the pipe? If yesh boi peseach tefach. In other words, if I'm going to measure the ditch, take out my tape measure, I have a tefach in the width, I have a tefach in the length, meaning at least a tefach, and from the bottom of the ditch until the cover on top, I have a tefach. V'yesh b'yetziyah soy peseach tefach. Now, if I go to the outlet point where the sewage runs out of this into the Rosh Hashanah, the opening to the biv, and there also I have a square tefach. So then the halach is as follows. Tuma b'toychai, let's say there's a kazayis of a mace in this biv, habayis tar, the house is tar. Meaning to say, the people and the kalim in the house are tar. Either there's a kazayis of a mace in the house, it's not in the house. It's in the biv, and the biv is an oil on its own. And the reason it's an oil on its own, because it has a space of a tefach, it's at least a tefach by a tefach and high a tefach. The tumah is going to go out the opening also has that same shear, and it won't go up into the house. That's what it means, that if you have a tefach, al-rum tefach, here's a primary example, where it's chaytseitz b'fnei atumah, it saves the people and the kalim in the house above the biv from tumah. Or, again, we're talking about this biv running underneath the house that has a cover, and it's at least a tefach by a tefach, high a tefach, and the opening has the same tumah b'mayis. Let's say there's tumah in the house. Zakta Mishnah, masha b'toy chaytar. If there's a mess or a kazayis min a mess in the house, what's in the ditch is tar. Being that the biv is considered an oil on its own, it blocks the tumah from coming into the ditch. So v'chaytzes b'fnei atumah, our Mishnah is now teaching us, really works two ways. If the tumah is in the ditch, it blocks it from coming into the house. And if the tumah is in the house, it blocks it from coming into the ditch. Yeah, but didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah that there's any opening from the house to the outside, the tumah goes out that way? So how come I don't say that the tumah in this biv will come out through one of the openings in the house? And the answer is, explains the Mishnah, shederech ha-tumah lotzis, it's the derech of the tumah to leave. The tumah that's in the biv is going to come out through the opening of the biv into the Rosh Hasharabim. Ve'ein darko likanis, it doesn't come from the biv into the house. In order for the tumah to come from the biv into the house, it needs an opening of a peseach tefach. And there's no opening from a peseach tefach from the biv into the house. The biv extends into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that's where the opening is. Same is true if the tumah is in the house. It's going to come out through one of the openings in the house. It's not going to come into the biv. There's no tefach al tefach opening to bridge the house and the biv. The biv is the oil on its own. So again, as long as the biv is your tefach by a tefach high a tefach, and as long as the opening of the biv into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a tefach by a tefach high a tefach, tumah in the biv won't affect the house, and tumah in the house won't affect what's in the biv. However, what if the biv does not have all these conditions? Suppose yeshpa you have in the biv an opening of a paseach tefach. In other words, it's high a tefach, it's wide and long a tefach, but here's what's missing in this case. The ein biyetziyasei paseach tefach, the exit point where the water leaves the biv and goes out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, over there it's not wide a tefach. So then the din is, I don't have the full protection. On the one hand, tumah in the biv, house is not protected. Hatumah betoichai, habayis tumah. The tumah has nowhere to go out with a legal pesach. Either there's a pesach to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's not big enough. However, on the other hand, if the tumah is babayis, mashe betoichai tar. I'm going to say what's in the biv is tar. Why? Shederech hatumah. We understand the path of the tumah in the biv, that Lot says it will come out from the biv to the house because it doesn't have an exit. It doesn't have a legal exit that's big enough. Its pesach to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is less than a pesach tefach. So the house becomes tummy. If there's tummy in the biv, I can't protect the house. Here we apply the rule soif tumma Lot says. Tumma needs a way to get out. But the ein darka, it's not the derech of the tumma in the house, likones to come from the house into the biv. Because the house does have a pesach big enough on its own. And the house does not have, on the other hand, a pesach, which is big enough to go into the biv. So if I have a biv, that's a tefach by a tefach and high a tefach, but I don't have an exit into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's big enough, it helps me a little. It doesn't help me to protect the house if there's tumah in the biv, because that tumah has no place to go. It's going to have to come into the house. However, if there are kelim in the biv and there's tumah in the house, my kelim are okay. Being that there's no pesach al pesach between the biv and the house, and there is a pesach for the tumah to leave the house has doors and windows, so the house tumah won't come into the biv, but the biv tumah will come into the house, again, without a opening that's big enough. Zok the Mishnah weiter. What happens if my problem with the biv is not just that the exit isn't a tefach by a tefach? In the biv itself, I don't have the three things I need. Wide a tefach, long a tefach, meaning at least a tefach, and high a tefach. If ein boy, if I don't have in the opening of the biv, peseach tefach, and the ein biyetziyasei peseach tefach, and in the exit where the water goes out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I don't have a peseach tefach there as well. So then the din is, the biv doesn't help me at all. Tumah betoichai, if there's tumah in the biv, habayis tameh. And that would be true even if I did have an opening inside the biv, but I don't have that exit. But because I don't even have a tefach in the biv, what happens over here is, tumah b'bayis, so there's tumah in the house, mashe b'taychei tameh. What's in the biv is tameh. If the biv does not have a halal, hollow space of a peseach tefach, it's not considered an entity on its own. It's part of the karak of the house. And therefore, if there's tumah in the house, that tumah goes all the way down until the tahayim. The truth is, says the Baal Tanura, it's really irrelevant whether I have a Pesach Tefach by the exit or not. As long as I don't have my Tefach by Tefach in the Biv itself, it's not a separate entity. It's part of the house. Chazal Tashin from Sukkim. Kala Sheba Oil Yitma. That comes to include the floor underneath. So before we go weiter. So at this point, we'll chazar over the three cases in the Mishnah. Because now the Mishnah goes on to something else. We learned three cases. The Mishnah first gave us the Yesod. In order for it to be an oil, you have to have at least a tefach by a tefach. That means tefach long, tefach wide, and high a tefach. And we're talking about a case of a biv, a ditch underneath the ground, as a cover on top. And the first case was, where the inside of the biv is at least wide a tefach, long a tefach, and high a tefach. And it has a tefach by a tefach in its opening, where it comes out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. This is a complete oil, a separate oil. It does the job on all fronts. If there's tumah in the biv, it doesn't go up to the house. And if there's tumah in the house, it doesn't come down to the biv. Second case. I have a biv, the taka inside the biv, inside the pipe, or the ditch with the cover on it, whatever you want to call it, I do have an opening of a tefach, but I don't have an exit of a Pesach tefach. Where the water goes out into the Rosh Hashanah, it's not open a tefach there. So this is going to work halfway. If there's tumah in the biv, the house will become tummy. Because there's the din of Saif tumah lotzis, and it doesn't have where to go out. And the only opening that's at least a tefach is in the house itself. Third case, I have a biv that's not open a tefach. And it doesn't have an opening of a tefach. Then basically this biv is part of the house. It's not a separate entity. It's what's called tumah ritzutza. That means it breaks through. Tumah the house comes into the biv. Tumah the biv goes up into the house. As you would understand, there are a lot of shitas in the Rishayim how exactly this works, that the tumah goes from one place to the other, trying to work with the simplest pshat. Let's see weiter now. Mishnah is going to give us different examples of where you would have an opening of a tefach by a tefach, natural openings, man-made openings, and what are the differences between the two. Zakta Mishnah weiter. Till now we spoke about a biv that obviously someone constructed. He made like their version of a sewer pipe. There's a ditch and there's a cover to it. Opening to the Rosh Hashanah. However, Zakta Mishnah, Echad Char, Shecharuruhu Mayim. Let's say I have a running hole in the ground, but no one made it. How did it get there? Either water. Water kept running here until it broke through and made like a path underneath the ground. Or Shrotzim, or animals did it. Different Shrotzim, like a mole. They're very good at tunneling. Or Shechaltu Milachas. The karka itself, like crumbled because of the salt content. And you suddenly have this like passageway. Or like a tunnel. V'chein marbech shalavon. Let's say you had a pile of rocks. Now I piled up the rocks in rows, but lemaisa you have a space in between. Let's say, as the Batnur explains it, you have one rock on top of two. In between the two, there's a space, so there's your tunnel over there. V'chein sivar shel kairos. Let's say I stack up beams. So also, it's not perfect. There's space in between one beam and the other. I'm stacking up these beams. They're waiting here for the builder to take it. But sometimes, automatically, you have an oil of a tefach somewhere in between. So Rabbi Huda says, "Kol oil she'ena asi b'dei adam, if a person didn't make it, ain't an oil. It's not an oil." What do you mean? These are all cases where a person made it. I mean, not all of them. By the water, the person didn't make it. By the shrotzim, the person didn't make it. Where the ground was eaten away by the salt and it created a hollow space, the person didn't make it. But the man who piled up stones or piled up the beams, so unintentionally, he made an oil. And the answer is, that's the whole point. He didn't sit down and plan out an oil. It just happened. That's the way he piled up the rocks and beams. That's called not made bidei adam. And Rabbi Huda Aimer, kol oil she'ena asi bidei adam, ena oil. It's not an oil. He learns it from a pasuk. We learn oil me mishkan. Just like over there, it's bidei adam. Here too, it's bidei adam. However, umoide, Rabbi Huda is moide, b'shkifim u'b'sloim, you have a rock and water hollowed out, a path in the rock, or b'sloim, or sometimes just naturally, the rock has like a tunnel in it. Here, Rabbi Huda is moide. Why? Because these are much bigger. Zoi shteit. Rabbi Huda has a gzeresh of oil me mishka, that it has to be intentionally made, but that's if it's only a tefach big. But if it's more than a tefach, even not much more than a tefach, but it's a maloy egref, a full fist, which is considered more than a tefach, then Rabbi Huda is maida, even if it was made on its own, it serves as an oil. Sakta batanura, the halacha is not like Rabbi Huda. And the Rambam also paskins that an oil is a chasitza, it blocks the tumah. On the one hand, it blocks the tumah from going up into the house, or from the tumah of the house coming in, depending on the dimensions. And it'll also spread the tumah. It'll bring the tumah to anywhere underneath the oil. And that's true whether it was officially made for an oil or whether it happened on its own. Shaloi b'dei adam, lamaisa, even if you didn't make it, if the oil is there, it's there. By the way, remember what Chazal tell us about Rabbi Akiva? When it was so hard for him to learn because at the beginning he was 40 years old, he knew nothing. One of the things that gave him a push was he saw water. It made a hole in a rock. You're going to spritz water on a rock. You're not going to make a hole. It's years and years and years of drip, 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 till it finally breaks through the rock. So Rabbi Akiva said, as hard as it is, but if you keep on trying, you're going to break through.